The Department of Housing has described as unworkable, unimplementable and unrealistic the main recommendation from an advisory group on the future of the direct provision system. As the Business Post newspaper has reported, the department said the proposal to house asylum seekers in own-door accommodation would result in greater levels of homelessness. The government has committed to ending the current system, which sees people seeking refuge housed together and sharing bedrooms, bathrooms and dining areas. An advisory group headed by the former Secretary General of the European Commission, Catherine Day, suggested that they have a legal right to be housed by local authorities after a three-month stay in state-run reception centres. But the Department of Housing, in its submission to the group, has rejected this. Bulalani Mfako is a spokesperson for the movement of asylum seekers in Ireland, and he was a member of the advisory group. He says own-door accommodation is best for everyone involved.
If an asylum seeker wakes up tomorrow with a letter from the Department of Justice telling them that they are entitled to stay in Ireland, the local authorities will have an obligation to provide that asylum seeker with a home. And that's exactly how the movement of asylum seekers sees the ending of direct provision, with asylum seekers being integrated into existing housing policy and programs to ensure that there is that, again, equality, and also prevent the abuse that we have seen through the system of direct provision over the last 20 years. And what the group, the advisory group, recommends actually is not new to Ireland. Before the system of direct provision was created, about 20 years ago, asylum seekers were entitled to the same housing supports that Irish people are entitled to today. And the advisory group then recommends that we go back to that, because it is actually, in terms of human costs and financial costs, efficient for the Irish state.
That's Bulalani Mfako there from Mazi. Well, we can talk now to Nick Henderson, who is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick Henderson, those words, unworkable, unimplementable and unrealistic, that's what the Department of Housing say about this proposal. What do you say in response?
Yeah, it was a very critical piece that the Department of Housing gave. They've got two key criticisms of the advisory group recommendations: that they oppose the idea of delegating this to local authorities, and they also raise concerns around relying too much reliance on the private sector. I think the programme for government commitment is very clear. It's a commitment to end direct provision, and that should apply and must apply to each party within the coalition, but also to all government departments, and that includes senior leadership and civil service. It is obvious, I think, that we need a more detailed plan building on the Catherine Day Advisory Group recommendations of how we move from those to a system where we can end direct provision.
The proposal from the advisory group, and you were part of that advisory group, was it not thought through properly? Because did you consider a situation where everyone, including 68,000 households along with nearly 8,000 asylum seekers, would be competing for accommodation in a market which has little availability?
Yeah, and I think this is where the Department of Housing don't give enough or didn't recognise the nuance in the advisory group's report. I'm looking at it now, page 66. It recognises that there are a variety of ways that a local authority could identify this accommodation. It doesn't have to be simply through the private rented sector. Indeed, it also says that there could be an approach where there is more state building of accommodation for people. And that is also what the Department of Housing actually recommend at the end of their 13-page paper. Also, the Catherine Day group recommended and identified that vulnerable groups may require a different model of accommodation than local authority accommodation. So the advisory group recommendations are nuanced, they are detailed. I'll be honest and say that I think the idea of wholesale putting this across to local authorities does raise some concerns for us as an organisation. I say that for two reasons. Firstly, because I don't think local authorities have that good a track record on delivering accommodation for vulnerable groups, and the travelling community is one that comes to mind. And secondly, the idea of wholesale putting this across to the private rented sector is of concern because of uneven quality. And the idea reflected in the programme for government that this may be better achieved through a non-profit approach.
It appears that the department, in its submission, is suggesting some type of family hub style accommodation. Would that, in your view, be in any way acceptable?
No, and we see that at the end of their report. It wouldn't be, and I think we have what the problems with hubs are well documented. I think, as Bulani said in his piece, the whole point of this is that we need people to have some sort of home while their accommodation, while their protection application is considered. And family hubs, the problems with them are well documented, and I don't think it would meet that definition. I think there are ways out of this situation. I think we need to be able to identify the housing models that can come on stream in the next 3 years, and that will require a balance of ambition and pragmatism. And then we need to be able to identify how we wind down the existing direct provision system.
Do you worry that this submission from the department will impact on the government's plan to end the direct provision system, that it will delay it, that it may be many, many years before that system is ended, if at all?
I would worry, but I think then we have to go back to the programme for government commitment. It's clear, it's very clear, and we have a 20-year history of a very dysfunctional system. The onus on us all and on government is to find ways out of this system soon as well. And I think that that's really important, is that we get some momentum behind the idea of ending direct provision soon, because I think the system is creaking at the moment. There's multiple problems, well-documented problems. I think the Department of Housing's submission has to be considered, but I certainly don't think it is fatal to the idea of ending direct provision.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council.